From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States said Tuesday it is withholding tens of millions of dollars from the UN agency that supports Palestinian refugees, and it could cut more if reforms are not made. The State Department confirmed to reporters that the administration will withhold $65 million from its initial 2018 contribution to the UN Relief and Works Agency. The U.S. gives about $364 million annually to the agency, paid in two installments, making it the agency's top donor. The agency's top 10 donors provide over 80% of the agency's income. It provides education and health services to 5 million Palestinians in the West Bank, Gaza Strip, Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan. Pope Francis expressed his pain and shame over Chile's sexual abuse on Tuesday.
No puedo dejar de manifestar el dolor.
They were the pontiff's first comments in Chile on a crisis that has scarred the Roman Catholic Church's credibility in the country. The Pope asked for forgiveness and promised to make every effort to support the victims and ensure that such things did not happen again. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga, whose National Super Alliance contests the results of October's rerun presidential election, has defiantly vowed to inaugurate himself the people's president at the end of January if there is no dialogue beforehand with President Uhuru Kenyatta. He made his promise in an exclusive television interview Tuesday with VOA. This is VOA News. A report by the UN Children's Fund says babies born in war-torn Yemen are dying at an alarmingly high rate because of the collapsing healthcare system, lack of food and clean water. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The report finds at least 5,000 children have been killed or maimed in the violence. That means an average of 5 children have lost their lives or been injured every day since the Saudi-led coalition began bombing Houthi rebels in support of the Yemen government nearly 3 years ago. UNICEF says more than 11 million children, nearly every child in Yemen, needs humanitarian assistance to survive. And those who do survive, it says, are likely to carry the physical and psychological scars of the brutal conflict for the rest of their lives. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump on Tuesday criticized Democratic lawmakers, saying their demands to include protections for young, undocumented immigrants in a bill that would prevent a government shutdown this week would cost the military. In a tweet, he said the Democrats want to shut down the government over amnesty for all and border security. The biggest loser will be our rapidly rebuilding military at a time we need it more than ever. We need a merit-based system of immigration, and we need it now. No more dangerous lottery. Democratic leaders have said they most likely will oppose a measure that does not protect young immigrants known as Dreamers, including the nearly 800,000 who entered the United States unauthorized and received protection from deportation through DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, since its creation 5 years ago. Myanmar and neighboring Bangladesh have completed an agreement to repatriate scores of Rohingya Muslims who fled Myanmar to escape a brutal military crackdown. In a statement released on Tuesday, Bangladesh said the repatriations, that is, will begin next week with the goal of completing the process within the next 2 years. The cold snap that has descended across northeast Russia is so severe that it has broken the public thermometer in the world's coldest village. A new electronic thermometer in Omyakon showed it to be at minus 62 degrees Celsius, but then it broke because it was too cold. The village is located in Russia's remote Yakutia region, home to about 1 million people. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.